Welcome to a brand new episode of Shades of Us, the review. I am Ramat. I am about to dive into the emotions behind one of the most timeless R&B anthems in the world. I'm super excited. I hope you are too, because today, get ready to feel the power of Rihanna's iconic hit, Take a Bow. So let us start with some facts about the artist and the song. Rihanna, who was born Robin Rihanna Fenty, was born February 20, 1988 in St. Michael's in Barbados, one of my dream countries to go to. And she's a singer, songwriter, actress, fashion designer, businesswoman, and all kinds of amazing personality. She's been active since 2003 till now, even though she hasn't been singing in a bit. But she's done pop, R&B, reggae, hip-hop, electronic dance music, and she's been affiliated with Rock Nation, Def Jam, SRP, Westbury Road, and more. She was discovered by American record producer Evans Rogers, who invited her to the United States to record demo tapes. After signing with Def Jam in 2005, she gained international recognition with the release of her first two studio albums, Music of the Sun and A Girl Like Me, both of which were influenced by Caribbean music and peaked within the top 10 of the US 200 Billboard charts. She has made over 250 million sales for her records worldwide, and she's one of the best-selling music artists of all time. She has earned 14 number ones and 31 top 10 singles in the US and 30 top 10 entries in the UK. Her accolades include 9 Grammy Awards, 13 American Music Awards, 12 Billboard Music Awards, and 6 Guinness World Records. Rihanna stays working. In 2017, she founded the fashion house Fenty as its artistic director and became the first black woman to head a luxury brand for Moët Hennessy Louis Vuitton Group. Time magazine named her one of the 100 most influential people in the world in 2012 and 2018. And by 2021, she was announced to officially be a billionaire and one of the wealthiest female musicians with an estimated net worth of $1.7 billion. Outside of music, which Rihanna hasn't done in a bit, she's known for her involvement in humanitarian causes, entrepreneurial ventures, and the fashion industry. And she owns her lingerie brand, Savage X Fenty, which is one of the only brands that is so inclusive, so diverse for all categories of body types, body colors, people with disability. It is just brilliant to see. Really such an amazing group. And she also has her perfume line. She has ventured into acting, where she starred in Battleship in 2012, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets in 2017, and Ocean's 8 in 2018. She was appointed as an ambassador of education, tourism, and investment by the government of Barbados in 2018. That said, let's talk about Take a Bow. It was on the Good Girl Gone Bad album, which for me is about my favorite album after Auntie. It was released on April 15, 2008. It was produced by Stargate and Neo, written by Stargate and Neo, and the song reached number one in Canada, Denmark, Ireland, Slovakia, the United Kingdom, and attained top 5 positions in Australia, New Zealand, and Norway. The song received mixed reviews from music critics, and sometimes I'd be like, what were you guys thinking? But as always, art is subjective. So I loved it. Some people had issues with it, but you know. In the United States, the song leaped 52 positions from number 53 to number 1 on the US Billboard Hot 100, to tell you just how much people liked it. And they sold over 267,000 copies, which prompted the song to be considered as number 1 on the US Hot Digital Songs. Take a Bow, jumping 52 positions to number 1, marked it the second largest leap to number 1 in the history of the charts as at May 2008. And it was second only to Maroon 5's Make Me Wonder, which leaped from number 64 to number 1 in May 2007. Now, Take a Bow stayed on the Hot 100 charts for 27 weeks and also peaked at number 1 on the US Hot R&B and Hip Hop Songs, Mainstream Top 40, and Radio Songs chart, respectively. All of that history is to say, Rihanna is an iconic singer with that song. I especially love the song. When I heard it for the first time, I was like, oh my goodness, what is this powerhouse? What is this song? What is this amazingness from Rihanna? And I actually loved it. It called at me in ways I can't even begin to describe. And as a result, I have favorite lines. And my first favorite line definitely has to be where she told the guy that she doesn't believe what he's saying. She doesn't believe he's genuinely sorry. He's probably only apologizing because he got caught. Don't tell me you're sorry. Fact, we all know that many times when people do wrong and they only apologize after they have found out, it's usually because they have been caught and they don't want to lose what they have. So Rihanna saying, I beg, I don't believe you. Sorry. Rihanna saying, I don't believe you is all of us who have had to deal with somebody who steps out on us and tries to apologize after they have been caught. My second favorite line has to be where she treated him like an actor putting up a show. How about a round of applause? Standing ovation, but you put on quite a show. Did he need more than her round of applause? Did he need people to come in and be like, oh, fantastic, you did an amazing job, you knew how to apologize? She was so cutting with this song. If I was the guy, I would just tuck my tail in and leave and be like, okay, we're done. My third favorite line is when she tells him to be gone. She will not tolerate his behavior. But now it's time to go. Curtains finally closing. But it's over now. But it's over now. Go on and take a bow. So yes, there are times when you really have to walk away from situationships that seek to mess you up. If somebody consistently puts up terrible behavior, bad behavior, you have to let them go. Or else what will happen is that you'll continue to take it, you'll continue to take it. And someday they wouldn't even apologize because they're like, oh, you'll take it. You're desperate to be with me. You're so in love with me. Nobody is that important. If people consistently, and I use the term consistently, I for one believe that the first time something happens could be a mistake. The second time it happens may be a coincidence. If it happens a third time, it is a pattern. And when something has been established as a pattern, you got to go. No, we are not doing that here. Go away. Be gone. It's over. Take a bow. We are not doing it. For my least favorite part of the song, I didn't really have that many least favorite parts of the song because when this song came out, say 2008, I was going through things that was happening and it fits in really perfectly because it was like every line was perfect to tell this person, step away, move away, I don't need you in my life, I'm done with this. And even though I was a child at that point, it was still really heavy. And then when this song came out, it was like the perfect way to tell someone, get gone, take a bow out of my life. So I accepted the song as a whole, and even when I listen to it today, all of the inflections, the tone and everything just makes me realize that this is one of the really good songs that Rihanna has done. I absolutely love the song. The fact that she described how he loved or claimed to love her like a performance made me laugh, because again, that's what a lot of guys, okay, let me not just say guys, a lot of people do, you know, they put up love as this performance whereas they're treating people poorly. And I always say that because we cannot see the mind of people, you really can't tell when somebody actually cares about you or when they are taking you for idiot. For me, I felt like it came from a place of hurt. And if you remember, that was when she was about dating Chris Brown or thereabout, there were issues. So this song felt very natural. And every time I hear the song, I think of just how good it was. And there's this series I love. Maybe I should review it, The Game. There was this point where this guy was playing and he was playing with Melanie Soba. And when she found out, I was like, oh my goodness. This song was just perfect for it. So there's so many things about the song that I love. But it's the fact that she was confident. She was accountable. She looked at it and said, I'm not taking this anymore. And if we do that more often to people who try to take us for idiot, I think we'll put ourselves in a better place to not be run over by their performances. So I love the song. I love the beat. I love the lyrics. I love Rihanna's inflection. Like, you know, those places where she's like, please, you know, it's so, the attitude is giving. But I would like to think that I would rate this song. Yeah, I love it so much. I'll rate it an 8 over 10. I think it's beautiful. But my question before I ask you what you will rate this song is, when will Rihanna come back to music? I think I want her to give me something similar to Auntie. I loved Auntie so much. It was for grown Ramat. So I want her to come back to music, and I miss hearing her. Outside of the soundtrack to Black Panther 2, she hasn't really done a lot of music. And wild thoughts. Yeah. Rihanna, come back. Give us that beautiful music that we like, and let's enjoy it. And like I said, I rated this song an 8 over 10. What would you rate the song? What do you think about it? Please, please, please share your views in the comment section. And remember that you can suggest a song that you'd like to see us review, and we'll definitely review it for you. That's about it for the show today. Please listen to the end of this podcast to find out ways to contact us. And don't forget to tune in every Thursday at 1:05 p.m. West African time on our platforms. It is hugs and kisses from Ramat. Bye.
That is a wrap on today's podcast. Like us on Facebook or LinkedIn at Shades of Us, or you could follow us on Twitter at Shades of Us Afrique, and on Instagram at Shades of Us Africa. Tell us any song, album, movie, TV show, book, or other kinds of art you think would make for a great review. Send us an email at shadesofusafrica@gmail.com or a WhatsApp message at +234 905 912 7552. Thank you for listening. Bye.